From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, March 13th. Coming up, we'll learn about what's coming to the Champaign-Urbana area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. Will Call is in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Presumptive Urbana Mayor Deshaun Williams stepped into the role of interim county treasurer last week, but that position will be short-lived. Williams is running unopposed for Urbana Mayor in the April 1st election and is expected to be sworn into office in early May. County Executive Steve Summers says he'll be replaced in the treasurer's office by his successor as early as next week.
The board chair will pick a replacement, and that will be voted on the board at our next county board meeting. The vacancy has to be filled within 60 days by appointment of the county board chair with the advice and consent of the whole county board.
Since the county treasurer is a partisan position, the replacement must be from the same political party. The Champaign County Democratic Party will recommend a candidate, but the county board and chair have the final decision. The newly appointed treasurer will serve the remainder of the term until the 2026 election. The Soybean Innovation Lab at the University of Illinois has been officially terminated by the Trump administration. Funding for the lab was first suspended in late January, pending a review. Now, Director Peter Goldsmith says federal officials have told the university that his team's work was not aligned with U.S. interests. Goldsmith says he wanted to make the case that their mission of helping African countries develop their own soybean crops would lead to a new market for American soybean farmers.
Though we were reviewed, we were never asked to submit any materials for that review. So we essentially never got to make that case.
30 U of I employees have been laid off from the Soybean Innovation Lab, and several research and development projects in the U.S. and Africa are also being shut down. The project was one of more than a dozen Innovation Lab programs around the country funded by the U.S. Agency for International Development. Goldsmith says the State Department has decided that only one of those programs will continue. It's a big week for advocates coming to Springfield to lobby for policies supporting Illinois' local farmers. Mawa Iqbal has more.
Democratic lawmakers are pushing a bill that would encourage public entities to buy food from Illinois growers. The idea is for places like hospitals, schools, and prisons to award contracts based on the food supplier's commitment to nutrition and environmental sustainability, and not just to whoever has the lowest bid. Sonia Harper is a state representative from Chicago.
We need the healthy, fresh food, and we need the economic opportunity and jobs that come from it.
State data show that 75% of Illinois is farmland, and yet 95% of food eaten here comes from outside the state. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
A proposal in Springfield would prohibit Illinois schools from using a Native American name, logo, or mascot. Isabella Nieto reports.
The legislation was announced Wednesday at this year's Native American Summit at the state capitol. It featured a traditional drum, song, and dance ceremony. Dr. Megan Bang studies Native American and Indigenous peoples at Northwestern University. She says this bill helps ensure Native children thrive.
We are doing remarkable things to recognize that we are in a time where standing up to say that all people should be treated with humanity and dignity is required.
The bill would also make schools stop using materials with a Native name, logo, or mascot by the start of the 2028 school year.
That was Isabella Nieto reporting from Chicago. Still to come, we'll learn about what is coming to the Champaign-Urbana area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. Will Call is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, your forecast. Meteorologists say you should prepare for a possible severe storm tomorrow night. The biggest threat will be high winds and large hail. The National Weather Service has put most of central and southern Illinois under an enhanced to moderate risk of severe weather. IPM meteorologist Andrew Pritchard is tracking the timeline.
A powerful springtime storm system will bring high winds and a line of severe thunderstorms to central Illinois on Friday and Friday night. Daytime hours on Friday will be sunny, warm, and windy, with southerly wind gusts over 40 miles per hour possible. Thunderstorms are expected to develop near the Mississippi River on Friday evening, racing into central Illinois during the early overnight hours. The strongest storms on Friday night will have the potential to produce widespread wind damage and a few tornadoes, most likely between 8 p.m. and 2 a.m. Sunshine returns on Saturday, but winds will stay rather blustery through the first half of the weekend. For Illinois Public Media News, I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard.
Next time on The 21st Show, we continue our series of state politics and policy conversations with the leaders of the Illinois General Assembly's Latino Caucus, plus an in-studio performance from Central Illinois' Emily the Band. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. From Illinois Public Media News, I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Adeline Moy.
And you're listening to Will Call, where we talk all about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. On Thursday, March 13th, there is live music at Gallery Art Bar in Urbana. Otness plus other performers. This starts at 7 p.m. at the Gallery Art Bar on Thursday, March 13th.
And on Friday, March 14th, which is Pi Day, by the way.
Pi Day.
How many digits of pi can you recite, Kimberly? Give us a...
3.14, and then I feel like 5.2 is the next, but I don't think that's right at all.
3.1415.
Okay, I had kind of the numbers mixed up entirely.
You were almost there. But on Friday, March 14th, we have a box lunch concert at the Springer Cultural Center in Champaign. This event is running from noon to 1 p.m. There is a wide variety of music on select Fridays. This Friday, it is Paul Hinson, World Beat, and the Great Highland Bagpipe and Scottish Small Pipe. Again, that is the box lunch concerts at the Springer Cultural Center in Champaign.
And on Friday, March 14th, Eric Lund's Jazz Friends Quintet is at the Rose Bowl Tavern in Urbana from 5 to 7 p.m. There is no cover for those shows. Donations are encouraged. Music continues throughout the night with other artists. There's also a pie potluck and contest. You don't have to participate in the pie potluck or contest to see the music, but if you do want to enter the pie contest, you must do so by 9 p.m. Adeline, do you have a favorite pie?
I really like a classic apple pie.
Oh, wow. Nice. Mm-hmm. Okay.
How about you?
I like strawberry rhubarb pie, but I pick the rhubarb out of the pie sometimes. Live music starts at 5 p.m. at the Rose Bowl Tavern in Urbana on Friday, March 14th.
On Saturday, March 15th, Arthur's Third Saturday Bazaar in Arthur. This event is running from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. This is a monthly bazaar showcasing direct sale businesses, crafters, woodworkers, baked goods, and more with a lively atmosphere. Again, that is Arthur's Third Saturday Bazaar in Arthur from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
And on Saturday, March 15th, 90's Daughter is performing. The St. Patrick's Day party is at Cowboy Monkey in Champaign starting at 8 p.m. They encourage you to come decked out in green and enjoy 90s music and giveaways.
And on Sunday, March 16th at 1 p.m., a Be Lucky Fairy Garden Workshop at the Hive Honey Boutique in Mahomet. You can design a fairy garden and house with charming accessories. I think that that is definitely an event that I would love to go to.
It sounds so
perfect
cute.
For spring. Again, that is the Be Lucky Fairy Garden Workshop in Mahomet.
And on Sunday, March 16th, you can celebrate St. Patty's early with the Painkillers at Alto Vineyards in Champaign. Just as long as you stand by me. From 2 to 4 p.m., the Painkillers Blues Band will be playing. You can also enjoy a green beer or slushy if you are 21 or older, and you are encouraged to wear green. For more information about these and other events, visit ipmnewsroom.org and click on Will Call.
And if you have information about upcoming events, you can email us before Mondays at 8 a.m. at will-call@illinois.edu.
I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Adeline Moy.
And we'll talk to you next time. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Nathan Gonzalez, Jim Meadows, Mawa Iqbal, Isabella Nieto, Kimberly Schofield, and Adeline Moy. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.